Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We're going to be talking so much happened tonight. You know, we have Bailey maybe breaking up with her husband. We have Owen not knowing he's a father. It's Day of the Dead. And oh my God, that ending. We're going to talk all about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Si me acuesto aquí.
Oh my God, guys, thank you for joining me tonight for Grey's Anatomy. I know I am not your normal panel. They were unable to be here tonight. We had some technical difficulties, but they will be back with you guys next week. For now, I am Brianna Phipps, and I'm going to be hosting with you tonight so, because I know that we have to talk about what happened. So we're going to dive right into it. Like I said, we're going to talk about what's going on with Bailey and Joe and Alex. We're going to talk about Owen and Teddy. And we're going to get into Meredith's whole love triangle and her dad dying. Oh my gosh, this was such a jam-packed episode. Because I am all alone, I have the live chat open right here, so please chat along with me. And if you want to call in too, we'd love to have you talk and give your input. The number to call in is 424-354-8302. So feel free to call in and you can be my co-host tonight. So let's get right into it. Tonight was Day of the Dead, which is very appropriate, considering it actually is Day of the Dead. They did very smart on planning ahead of that. Let's start with this whole Owen and Teddy drama. So Teddy, we know she's pregnant with Owen's child. He has no idea. And he's kind of starting this whole potential relationship family with Amelia. We're seeing how that's going to. She needs to tell him, but she doesn't really know how. And right as she's about to, we get the bomb drop that Betty is missing and we don't know where she is. Is she out doing drugs? Is she running away again? We don't know. And Amelia's freaking out, rightfully so. The amount of drama that goes on in this show throughout the years is insane. And like this episode for me just brought back very much that old feeling of Grey's where you're on the tip of your see and you just don't know what's going to happen and you're so kind of scared for the characters and you want to help them and you want to be in there with them. That's how I felt this episode. So I think Nevermore 667 said I felt so bad for Amelia thinking that Betty said I know, and especially having her own relationship with drugs like that and the bomb that we got with that she tried to commit suicide while high, and if her mom hadn't called the cops she would have died and not been alive right now. Like that, just knowing all of that and going forward and having to take care of someone that you see so much of yourself in, I can't even imagine. That's insane. And she has to bear all this weight because the other people, you know, they don't know. They don't know what it's like to go through that. They don't have addicts in their life and they aren't an addict themselves. They don't understand the seriousness and the harsh reality that she has for this girl. But through that all, Teddy, you know, thankfully takes the backseat. She's not going to tell Owen at that moment. And I think that was the right decision to make because he doesn't, that's not something that you need to say at that moment. And even later on, she's trying to tell him, she's trying to go by, but we get this, you know, he's trying to start this life with Amelia. He's maybe, you know, hoping to have a family with her. They have Betty's son that they're taking care of. And I don't know, for me, I thought that Teddy kind of backed off because originally we know she wasn't telling him because she was angry with him, but now I feel like she's not telling him because she's almost afraid of ruining that life he's creating because she wants him to be happy, because she says that. She says, are you happy? And he wasn't able to answer her at that moment, but I don't... I like Owen with Amelia a little bit better than Owen with Teddy. That's what I want. But, I mean, he needs to know that he will eventually know, I'm sure, that he is going to be a father. But I hope that through finding that out, he stays with Amelia. What do you guys think? Do you want them to be together? Do you want him with Teddy? I just really like the idea of someone coming back together on the show. We've seen it before happen, and it's... Owen deserves to be a father because of all these years, him wanting to be it so badly and not being able to, but I don't think that he needs to necessarily be with the mother of his child. I don't know. If you guys don't agree with me, that's totally fine. Let me know what you think. But moving on, we then get through Bailey's storyline. So we have this whole rocky relationship with Bailey and her husband happening. And Ben, you know, he's off being a firefighter. If you watch Station 19, I don't watch that show, but that's where he's at right now. And she has this enormous amount of stress on her shoulders because he's not able to answer her. It's a very tricky thing to be married to or date somebody that is in that kind of work where you never know what's going on. You never know if they're going to come home that night or if they are in some sort of situation at that moment where they're going to get hurt or injured. It's an enormous amount of stress, and she's feeling that stress. And no matter how much she's tried to blame it on her work and all that other stuff, there is stress in the family life and in work. But I think that Ben is really where her true stress lies, which is really unfortunate because I really love Ben and Bailey together, and I'm rooting for them. And I don't know if they're going to make it, because I don't know if it's just because of this spinoff show that they're going to try to focus more on him and he's not going to be in Grey's. But Bailey also deserves happiness. Like, all these people that we're 15 seasons into this show. So to have most of them not have been able to make relationships work, I think I'm just kind of rooting for all of them to have these happy relationships and to stay with the people that they're with. Tabby Bear said, I don't want Teddy with Owen. I never got invested in her like Owen and Emila. Totally agree with you, Tabby Bear. I'm so on board with that. But yeah, with Ben, I get the frustrations there, but I really, really hope they work it out. I'm sure they're going to take a break, and I'll get into it a little more with predictions, but I really hope that they are able to work it out and that they're able to come back together, because I love them together, and I think that he's such a good father for William. And we see William this episode too, with, you know, they have the Day of the Dead going on. I had that thought. I was like, wow, this it's very progressive with this Day of the Dead. You know, I grew up a little closer to Mexico than Washington, and we weren't that progressive with it, so that was kind of fun to see. I really liked that they paid homage to Day of the Dead in this episode. We don't see that enough on television. And with Coco coming out last year and everything, I think that was really fun to watch. But we see Bailey then taking her stress out in her job, of course, and she needs to make, you know, this work. She needs to make something work, is how I took it. So we have Roberta Gibbs, who you may know as Tracy Toms. She was in Rent as Joanna. She's been in numerous, I think, Devil Wears Prada and everything too. But she is a patient coming in for a liver transplant who is very skeptic about getting it because it seems that she's had multiple times things told to her and she's been let down. And I think that that's accurate. You know, if you're on a transplant list, you never know what's going to happen, and you kind of just live in the I'm going to die rather than live in the hope, because being let down from hope is a lot harder than just accepting the fact that you won't be alive any much longer. But Bailey is determined to make it work, so she loses her liver that she's going to get, and we move forward to this guy that has died that is a perfect match, and Bailey is going to make this liver work. She's going to bring this liver back from the dead, and she is going to give it to Roberta, not Tracy, that's the actor. And we've seen this with Bailey before. You know, she needs to, like, she doesn't give up on things when she gets really into them, especially when she's using things as distractions. And I think that that's what this is for her. This is a huge way to distract herself from what's happening with Ben. And she also, I mean, that's what I love about this show is whenever they do get obsessed, like, over how to help people, even if they're doing it for not the right reasons, it's still in the end going to help people and hopefully going to make them live or give them chances that they wouldn't have had before. So I really enjoy that this show takes it that level and kind of like, if you're going to be distracted, if you're going to put your pain and effort into something, why not put it into something or somebody else in a positive way? And that's what Bailey was doing this episode for me. So she gets Joe on board with that, even though Alex tells them not to, because it may have a bad relationship with Yunos happen because Yunos didn't approve this. I don't know a whole lot about Yunos and how it works, but it's very tricky because if it's going to make them have a bad relationship with them, which by the end I don't think really it will, because I think Alex would have been way more upset after the fact if it would, but if you're going to maybe have a bad relationship, I don't think Bailey also would have done it, because if it was going to sacrifice multiple people being able to maybe get livers because of this they wouldn't work with their hospital anymore. I don't think she would have gone through, because you wouldn't save one person to maybe lose a bunch more. But I don't know, because I just don't know enough about UNOS. If you do, let me know. Oh, no. Okay, this is a spoiler, so I'm looking in our chat right now, and we have a slight spoiler. If you watch Station 19, it won't be a spoiler for you. If you do, not like me, apparently Ben and Bailey have separated in Station 19. So, I mean, I think we all saw that coming towards the end of that episode, but it's still devastating, and I really, really hope that they get back together. Oh, no. That's poor Bailey. But it's also good, because it's going to take the stress away from her of worrying about him, and maybe when or if they find their way back together, that will have gotten taken care of. They'll figure a way to work past that. So they give this girl the liver. Alex, for all how mad he was, I think he was not very mad at all afterwards. In fact, him and Joe seem to have like the little anger sex in front of the whole hospital, almost, because everybody's watching them through a window until they have to close the curtain down. Oh my god, that's... I just can't imagine working in a place where you're about... You wouldn't... If you have that many people in your office is all windows, like, wouldn't that be your first go-to? Close all the blinds so that nobody will see you, especially when you're the chief? I don't know. But Bailey and Joe, they finish the liver transplant. They save Roberta. So I also thought it was really appropriate to have Tracy Thompson on this as well, because the season is being called Season of Love and Rent, Seasons of Love. That was a really cool connection for me as well. So Joe, Alex, they're doing their thing. And Bailey makes the decision. We see the text saying we need to talk. And so we know now that they haven't separated. So RIP to Ben and Bailey's relationship. Hopefully it works out for them in the future. But moving on, let's talk about Meredith Grey. So Meredith finds out this episode that her father is dying of leukemia. Sorry. And Meredith's not any kind of stranger to loss. Like, she's lost so many people throughout the years. Which we'll talk about definitely that ending in just a few minutes. But she's not sure if she wants to go see her father again. And I think it's a really tough call, because he wasn't there for her. He wasn't there for her whole life. She found out he had another family with Lexi's, and she forgave him. They tried to make it work. And then after Lexi died, he just left. He was gone. And it's one of those things where it's like letting someone into your life once after they've hurt you is hard, and letting him in a second time is almost impossible for some people. And it's not something that you can take lightly. And I get that he's dying, and I get that letting him back in would just be to say goodbye. But I think in her mind, she's already said goodbye to him, and he's already said goodbye to her. And why does she have to do it again? You know, and we see her on that date. We see her on the date with the guy, kind of talking through it. And she talks through it with Avery and Maggie. And a lot of people are trying to push her to go there. And I think she's trying to work it out in her mind of what she wants to really do. Because I think she does not want to, but I think she thinks she should. And it is that question. If you don't, will you regret it? Because if you do regret it, there's nothing you can do about it. He's gone. You can say goodbye to him, I guess, spiritually, but physically he's gone. You can't take that back. So it is a really tough call. I probably would personally go for it just so that I didn't have to live with that regret of what if, or hope that I didn't overthink it and wish that I had later on. What would you guys do if you were faced with that situation like Meredith is? Would you make amends and go and say goodbye to him and leave and depart on a good note? Or would you kind of be like, you know what, he had his chance and he chose not to be here for me. So, you know, that's his call. Another thing that Meredith is dealing with. So we have her patient, Flora, this adorable little girl who has a crush on DeLuca, and she needs to have surgery on her stomach, but she doesn't want DeLuca to be in the surgery because she has a crush on him and she doesn't want him to see the inside of her belly, which is so cute. And we see the little kind of flirtations happening with DeLuca and Meredith, and he's interested in her and she might be interested in him. I'm not 100% sure. We've seen the sex dreams, but I don't know if she would really want a relationship with him or, and it's a little weird because him and Maggie did have a thing and that is her half sister, but the show does not stray away from interweaving with family affairs in that kind of way, I should say. But the other man in her life is this new doctor, Atticus, and he's also very interested, but he's made it clear that he's interested. We don't have any question there. And she's playing very coy with him. Like her little, you're not even making my list. I don't know if she's really not into him or if he's just too into her. Like, you know, sometimes when someone's really into you, you don't want to be with them because they're too into you. You kind of want the teasing, the little game, the like chasing. Some people like that. I'm not sure if that's what it is or if she just really isn't that into him. They make it seem like there may be possibilities. I think maybe she just has her guard up on who she wants to date. And I think that she's had very many relationships within this hospital, some good, some bad. And it is always a gamble to date someone you work with, because if it doesn't work out, you still work with that person. So I would also be very hesitant to move forward with someone that I was working with to have a relationship with them. But it's also very true that they have very ridiculously hard and time-consuming jobs, and that's really who you see is who you work with. I mean, that's why I think partially we see Bailey and Ben not having an easy go of it, because they don't work together, so they don't see each other. And when you don't see each other, you're basically not having a relationship. So there's that, too. Nevermore said, I liked that Mare walked away from the elevator, a call back to a previous season. Ah, yes. That is, they have a lot of callbacks this episode, even with the song choice. You know, they changed it to the Spanish version for Day of the Dead, but there is a lot of callbacks this episode, which was a lot of fun to watch. But so she has to choose kind of in between these two guys, potentially. That's what they're making it seem, you know, with the whole setup, even with the elevator and them both holding a door open for her. And I don't know, I kind of want her to, I'm not sure about this Atticus guy yet. I just don't know him well enough, so I'm leaning more towards DeLuca if she's going to pick one of the two. But I also think DeLuca's not a relationship. DeLuca's more of a fun thing for the time being. Atticus is probably the more relationship, but I just don't know him. They're kind of playing with this whole Alex and Meredith is now Atticus and Joe is what Alex and Meredith are to each other. And they have that little tease of it when she says, should Alex be worried about him? And he says, should Joe be worried about you? But I don't know. I can't fully like her and Atticus yet. I'm not there yet. I don't know if I will get there, but right now I'm not for it. I was for Meredith and Riggs, and then they got rid of that. I just want Meredith to have somebody and to have them stick around, because everybody does leave her, whether it be through death or by choice. So it would be nice to see, if it's going to be this Atticus guy, it'd be nice for it to be something that's not going to end quickly. Like, she deserves and needs somebody to stick around for her. And speaking of Atticus, so we get a little bit into his storyline as well. And he has a patient, JJ, who, oh my god, most adorable little kid's voice I've ever heard. And his mom, Michelle. And they have a fractured arm that they find a tumor in, and Michelle is losing it. And I wonder how often that happens, because, like, I've only dealt with cancer a few times, and it's always been people older than me. So I wonder how often parents who have children that develop cancer kind of can't keep it together, which it would be extremely difficult. I don't know if I could do that, but she's losing it, and JJ's very calm, and it seems like he's had to be. It seems like that's not a new thing for him, and I don't know if that's true or not, but that's how they kind of played it off, was that he's had to be the rock for his mom. So he has this cancerous tumor, but ironically, it is the same tumor, the same kind of cancer that Atticus himself had as a kid. So he knows how to kind of deal with it, and he's really trying to reassure Michelle that he can take care of it because he's not dead. So JJ will be okay. And he also lets Michelle know that the hardest thing for him with having the cancer wasn't the cancer, but it was watching his mom be sad, which I thought was a really nice way to put it. It wasn't like, you need to be strong for your son, you need to stop this. It was, I had difficulty watching my mom go through this. So that clicked with her. And I think she kind of got it after that, that she needs to make sure that he's seeing her smile, because I think that is something you really have to think about when you have people that are having these conditions. Yes, they're scared, but I think that there is a real thing that you're scared, and maybe even sometimes more scared for the people around you and what they'll do without you, or how they'll go through this, because you don't want to put somebody else through pain. And especially when you have such a young person having it, like, they don't know how to really wrap their minds around it themselves, and so they're looking to see how you react, to see how they should react. So it was really telling of JJ that that's why I think that he's had to be strong for her, and his mom has not been able to be very strong with past situations, because I don't think that's a normal thing for a kid, just to not freak out by watching their parent freak out. So we see that little storyline happen, and that also leads to Atticus cutting his hair, which was also a very cute moment, to try to help and soothe JJ through the fact that he may lose his hair. And I think it's also interesting, because leading to the end scene, not the scene that we're going to get to in just a second, but the end scene where Meredith is helping him cut his hair because it's a mess. Joe really seems to want Meredith and Atticus together. And I don't know if it's just because she wants them each to have someone, if it's because, you know, Meredith's kind of like her mentor and Atticus is her friend. I'm not sure, but she really seems to want them together. So I wonder if there's going to be some sort of explanation going down the line, or if there's a reason that she wants this, or if it's just that she wants this. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We also had a little sub-storyline that I think is really important to talk about, which is Levi, aka Glasses, and Dr. Kim, and they were playing with it last episode, you know, with is Dr. Kim into him, and is Levi gay? Because we know that Levi has slept with Joe, but, you know, we don't know for a fact what his sexual orientation is, but he seems to not know himself. And in this episode, we kind of deal with that a little more, and we get that kiss. And it is Levi's first kiss with a man, and I was heartbroken for him when Dr. Kim just says, oh, like, this was your first. I wouldn't have done this if I knew that, because I've already come out of the closet. I can't help you through this. I can't teach you this. I've already had my time. And oh my gosh, I felt so bad for Levi, because to find that out about yourself, to like be not sure, and to find out, no, this is who I am, this feels right, this is comfortable to me, and be excited about it, but then also have that excitement taken away, like, that's so hard to go through, because now not only have you realized something about yourself that maybe you always knew but you were reluctant to accept, but now you thought you had someone to go through it with and someone to help you through it, and they just kind of abandoned you, which I thought was really terrible kind of a Dr. Kim. I mean, I'm sure that we're going to get more into it. Oh, Levi is bisexual. Thank you, Ronnie. I wasn't sure if they were trying to say that he was bisexual, or if they were trying to say he was gay, because he said that he'd tried to make it work with women before but never felt right. Dr. Kim is a tool. Yes, I agree. I was not happy with him this episode, but I think that they will come back to it, and I'll get into that a little bit with predictions, but I just don't think, if you're going to be the person and you're going to take that initiative to go ahead and kiss someone like that without, I know that they had, like, flirtatiously kind of suggested things, but then I just don't think that's cool of you to then just be like, no, never mind. I don't want to be your first. Like, you didn't, unless you had that whole conversation and didn't just, like, go for it with the kiss, I don't think you have the right now to just abandon him like that. And I think that if you went through, you know, coming out and everything, then you should almost be honored. Like, I mean, I can't speak for him, but I think it would have been nicer for him to kind of, like, be like, you know what, I don't want to have a relationship with you during this time, this transition of your life, because it's right now I can't handle it, but I would love to help you figure this out. That would have been maybe a better way to handle it. But we'll see what happens with that. Okay. I was saving it for the end because I didn't know how to... I was literally sitting on top of my stool and then jumped on top of my stool to an almost standing position, and everybody around me in the studio was freaking out, like, what is going on with this girl? Because that ending, that walk down the hallway where we got all of these people, the first... I had to rewind, like, 5 times. I'm not even kidding with you. When I saw George on screen, I rewound 3 times and, like, got up and, like, bent over the table because I was like, is that him? Like, maybe I'm not seeing right. And it was. It was George. And then we walked down the hallway more, and there's Lexi at the reception desk. And then we walk down more, and there's her mom. There's her dog. Doc is there, which I think I may have gotten a little too over-emotional about Doc being there more than anybody else. And then I'm like, they're not going to. No, they're not going to. And, like, there's some people around me that did know the show, and they kind of walked up to me, and they were like, is that McDreamy? And I was like, no, there's no way. We don't have McDreamy and McSteamy here. We don't have Derek and Mark here. That's not possible. And it was. They brought them all back for this episode, which is crazy. I can't believe that they were able to get everybody back for 1, and 2, to have them come back, not even in a speaking way, except for George, but just in a let me smile at you way, especially after how Derek or Patrick Dempsey left the show. I really didn't think I would ever see him on the show again, except for in reruns. I was having, like, a mental breakdown about it. I was, like, about to cry. I was literally screaming in the studio. Like I said, everyone thought I was kind of a crazy person. Nevermore said seeing Lexi makes me miss her. It made me miss all of them. It made me want them all back. Especially George. I was so sad when George died, and I was like, maybe in my head when I first saw him, I was like, maybe he didn't die all those years ago. It wasn't him. We never saw his face. Maybe he was still alive and he just rushed in here from another hospital. But no, he is dead. It was Day of the Dead. They were there because this is the day where spirits can walk among the ones they love again. What a heart-jerking moment. And I know the original panel will have so much to say about it, and they'll be here next week. I'm sure they're going to talk about this scene before they get into next week's discussion, because they have to, so you will definitely get their opinions as well. But, oh my gosh. The amount that it made me want to go back and rewatch all 14 seasons again was ridiculous. It made me miss those characters so much. And it really did just, like, shine a light on how many people Meredith has lost, you know? Even down to the dog. Like, even down to Doc. Because Doc represented something bigger for her. But, you know, when she said it, it's right. She is not a stranger to loss. And she's dealt with this so many times that it really did make me feel for her that she's, like, having to decide whether or not to deal with this again with her dad. Even if it's not the relationship she had with these people, like, you know? That is something that she has had to go through. She's had to see death over and over and over again with people so close to her, with people she loves so much. And, like, ugh. And it also just made me really want her to be able to talk to them. I wanted her to be able to see them, like, almost like a dream, or be talking with them and have them just listening to her even would have been amazing. I wish we could have done more with them. I know that they were there for a reason. I know they were only there to represent this, but it just made me really want her or them to be able to talk to her, or her to be able to talk to them, something to happen with them, because that was just, I feel like that's going to go down in like one of those moments of Grey's Anatomy history that is going to be one of the most talked about scenes, and rightfully so, because, and I really thought we were going to see Thatcher this episode, so I was not expecting to see all these other people, because I was like, oh, we'll get her dad back, that'll be fun. Did not expect or know how to handle seeing all those other people. But let me know what you guys think. Let me know who you miss the most of them, who kind of tugged on your heartstrings the most. And, you know, if you think we're going to get any other guest stars back this season now, because I don't know, you know, it kind of opens the door, like maybe we'll see some other people, maybe some people that aren't dead, maybe some people that can actually have a storyline that can come to a completion. I would love to see, you know, some more of these other people that have left the show come back, but, you know, we'd all love to see Christina Yang come back. Maybe in a way that can talk with her and to be there for her. Tabby said, I don't think that they were there on stage. I think they cut pieces together. That's very possible. I'm not sure. If they were there on stage, I'm sure it was a very emotional moment. I don't know if I would be able to keep it together that well as Ellen Pompeo did. But with that being said, since I'm not normally on the show, I'm not aware of what their special segment is, and I haven't put together any news and gossip. So let's go ahead and jump forward into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. So predictions, I think Meredith will definitely decide to go see her father. I know it's already been said that he's going to have a reoccurring guest role this season, so she'll definitely talk with him. Whether or not she'll forgive him is another story. I think that they will come to a good place before he dies, and she'll maybe introduce him to her family, even though she's kind of, should I not? But I think that she'll come to that conclusion. I think that they're going to really play out this whole DeLuca, Atticus, Meredith triangle for a bit, and I kind of feel like she's not going to wind up with either of them in the end. I feel like they're going to have this little kind of flirtatious game going through the whole thing, and then maybe somebody else will come in even. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like that Grey's is never that simple with it. I didn't really go into the whole Maggie Avery storyline because it was such a little plot point here, but I think that it's been, this episode made it seem too simple for her to be forgiving him and for them just to be kind of back. I know he's trying to get in her good graces, but didn't really delve into her. So I don't think she's fully forgiven him. And we didn't get into it this episode, but I think we're going to see that come together in future episodes. Her fear of being abandoned by him maybe again. And like I said, I do think Kim is going to come back and help Levi. I think that he's going to rethink it. And whether or not that means they have a relationship or he just kind of helps him with understanding what he's feeling, that's definitely going to come back through. Sorry, thank you, Tabby Bear. I like you guys too. Maybe I'll show back up, but the original panel, Krista and Lanish and all of them are great, and they will definitely be back, but maybe I'll try to fill in here and there. But thank you so much for saying that. I was very nervous about tonight because it was a solo show, which is never easy to do, but I appreciate you guys. You guys have been a great help with me along this way, and I love hearing from you guys in here and talking with you. And it is a show that I've watched for so long, and it's a lot of fun to talk about. Let's see if I have any other predictions. I think that Betty, I almost wonder, I don't want to say they're going to kill her off, but I feel like we've had main characters leave, obviously, but not been killed off in a while, which is something Grey's was never afraid of doing. So and she's not a main character, but she is dealing with the main character, so I wonder if they may kill her and have Amelia have to deal with that and have Amelia kind of look into someone who reminds her so much of herself and see what would have happened if she hadn't gotten help. I think they've played a lot with Amelia and her and how they're similar through addiction, her trying to help her, but I think that it might be interesting to see how Amelia deals with somebody she couldn't help. And then, you know, eventually Teddy's going to have to tell Owen, we know this. But how is he going to react and how long is she going to wait to tell him? I almost wonder if it's going to be like one of those things where she's going to be showing and he's going to realize she's showing before she can even tell him. I think Maggie was right when she said, I'll believe it when I see it. Because I think Teddy's going to come up with any excuse she can to not tell him, even though she thinks she's ready to tell him. I don't think she is. It's going to be interesting. But I am excited to see Owen become like, you know, we've already seen him be a father, but actually be a father to his own child and a child that can't necessarily be taken away from him. Can by Teddy, but, you know, right now he's fostering, which is a difficult thing because eventually the child may leave and be put into a permanent spot. But it's good. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing when that finally happens. And I think that it's going to really test him and Amelia. I think that even a compilation of him finding out that he's going to be a dad with Teddy and maybe Betty dying would be a very, very trying thing, which makes me think that Amelia and Owen won't be together. But I hope that that's not true because I want them together. So that's what I want. I want Owen and Amelia to work through all of this and realize that they're stronger together and still be together. And Teddy and can be there with the baby. That's what I want, but not for them to be together. But yeah, that's all of my predictions I think I have for right now. If you guys have any, feel free to leave them in the comments below. I know that the panel, when they come back, is going to be looking through here, and they'll probably want to see what you guys had to say. And like I said, they're probably going to also talk a little bit about this because it was so huge and monumentous for Grace to do with that last scene. So check back in next week, and I'm sure they'll have more to say about it. Until then, or for future, because I won't be here next week, you guys can find me at Bri_Phipps on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, make sure to follow and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. We love hearing from you guys. You guys really are the best fans, and that's why we always try to bring you so much content. And we'll see you guys all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Bill Svitek, and me, Maria Munoz, are on the way to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your opportunities. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our AfterBuzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.